Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome to Angel Antics. I am so excited. I don't know if it's because it's earlier in the day or what it is, but the winds of change have been blowing in a positive direction. Right now, it is such an awesome time to set our intentions with the Mercury retrograde. Everything that starts with re is what's happening. So reboot, remake yourself, reapply those things that served you best, and renew your life. And I have been doing that, and I am so excited for some of the adventures that are coming forward for me. My co-partner here, DC Love, she has had a lot of renewing in her life, too. New babies, new happenings, new adjustments, and just life has just been going great for both of us. So I want to bring on right now my beautiful and awesome co-host, DC Love. Hi, DC. I love you.
Hi, Eileen. I love you, too. It's so nice to be here. And this is really like a new time for us. We just, you know, this is a time that I guess we were guided to have a show today. So I'm looking forward to it. You may hear a little baby crying in the background. I do have my six-month-old grandson with me. And our four-month-old puppy, she's crying at times, too, in the background. So just bear with us today. It's a little bit, you know, different than we normally have it, but it's going to be fine. But, Eileen, I was guided to tell everyone to remember that, you know, we all have a beautiful personal team of angels, and, you know, we can call upon them anytime that we need. If we feel that we're, you know, we've fallen off track, we've lost, you know, set of our, like, you know, what is our purpose, you know, you don't feel safe. Whatever it is, whatever your concerns are, just know that you always have angels by your side. And, you know, not only are they on your by your side, they go before you, they go behind you, and they're always with you. They're like closely watching over us, and they do keep us safe, and they connect whenever we call upon them. And if we need, you know, people to come into our lives, we can call upon the angels, and they'll bring the right people that we need at that time to come in and help us as well. So please don't forget that you always have the support of that beautiful divine team of angels with you day, night, holidays, you know, whatever time of day or night it is. They're always there with you, okay? And just please open your hearts and your mind to receive their beautiful gifts.
Well, I totally agree with that. And even when you, even when things aren't moving or happening, know that those angels are still with you, and there is a reason for that. I have been experiencing that myself. And in lieu of that, what it was is it was time for me to settle back and realign myself with myself. And I know I have done that through the help of my good friends and a couple of my mentors, and also just taking time for me, taking time to experience love for myself, prayers for myself, reset my own intentions and desires. We all get off track. No one ever stays on track all the time. I don't care which guru you are. we all have to come to places of renewal and revibrance and readjustment. And I feel like I'm coming out the other side of that right now. And I, like I said, with this time of Mercury in retrograde for the next week or so, is really a time for that. So if you haven't set your intention to do that, please do. In addition, with that thought, at the time of the no moon, when the moon is the smallest, I have always used that time to set intentions. And with it being coinciding with Mercury retrograde, it really tells me this is a very powerful time to set those new intentions, write them down on a piece of paper. You don't have to wait till dark time or evening. It is the moon's draw is with us whether it's day or night, whether the sun is out or whether it isn't. So right now is a great time to set your intentions for the next few weeks, the next few months, the next few years, just for your future, your desires, your true heart desires. It is time to write them down on paper. Write down the things you want to release. Like I said, it's time for that re word. Any word that starts with R-E, it is time for releasing those things and renewing what your desires are. So it is a great time to set those intentions. Another thing I do is when the moon then becomes full, I release them by burning them in my own personal ceremony. I release them to the universe and ask for those intentions to be fulfilled. And so there you have it. That's our couple of thoughts for the day to help you align yourselves with your own true desires. And DC, you wouldn't happen to have a prayer or something for us to open so that we can all connect with our angels? If not, I have a little meditation we could drop into.
Yeah, that meditation would be wonderful, Eileen. The angels just ask that we remain optimistic, even when we're going through hard times, because they help us to become the people that we're supposed to be, and it will help us on our journey. And the theme for today from the angels is hurry slowly, Eileen.
Hurry slowly? I feel
yes.
that.
Yes.
I really do feel that. I have so much to do. The hurrier I go, the slower I get.
Yes.
Yeah. I really am finding that. I'm kind of trying to be packing up my house and getting myself ready for a move because I am definitely time for that wind of change to blow for me. And instead, I connect with friends and family and been working on looking for jobs in other areas and have been very excited with the responses that I've been receiving. So I just know that wind of change really is blowing my way, and it's time for me to renew and make a move. So in lieu of that, yes, let's all take us into a meditation. Let's see, which one do I do? Well, I really have to say the meadow. I know I just did this one, I think it was last week or the week before. But for right now, I'm going to walk us through it, and I'm going to add a couple things while we're in our meadow. So I think that's just the one that's being called to me right now. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take 3 deep breaths into your heart space and blow them out. Do this individually, and I'll do it myself. Time today to go for your walk. Step outside your front door and down your own path that leads you out into your street. Walk along your street and notice that everything has a little extra vibrancy today. The colors of the flowers, even though it's late in the season, they're still there, are beautiful, especially the roses. Oh, their scent. You're lucky enough to walk past a garden that the people tend to their roses, and they have a variety of different kinds. And the yellows and blues and purples and pinks, reds just jump out at you. You know and feel so alive looking at these beautiful colors. Please take a moment. Pick one or two and lean over and smell them. Those little pink ones, I think they smell best. They remind me of Mary, Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus. As my own mother and the love of mothering. All right, now go ahead and continue to walk up this block. And as you walk up the block, you come to a little opening that leads to a beautiful little path. It's a walking path, and you know other people walk along it. But today, there's not a lot of people around. So go ahead and continue on this little gravel path that's a nature path. And it kind of glides you up the hill. It's not a steep hill, so it's not a tough walk. but continue to go ahead and walk up that beautiful, beautiful path. As you walk up the path, the rocks, that gravel path actually turns to a nice mossy grass. So you know that you're getting up into a moister area. The trees are more vibrant. You've kind of gone from an oak grove to a pine tree, and now you find yourself in a deep pine forest. You continue to go on up this path, and as you do, you actually get into some really large trees, and you realize, redwoods? I didn't know we had redwoods in our area. But today, you were meant to enjoy those. So continue along this beautiful, cool, warm, vibrant path. Yes, I did say cool and warm, all at the same time. These feelings, the energy of the air around you, suckles your body, and it gives you cooling, and it gives you warmth, both at the same time. And that warmth goes all the way into your heart. As you continue up this path, you notice that there's a little opening. And you think, I wonder what's in that clearing. And so you step off the path and you go through that little opening between the trees because it's just so inviting. As you step out into this beautiful meadow, there's little flowers all over the meadow. And at the far side, you can see there's some rabbits hopping over there and a couple of deer grazing. You think, oh my, I never knew this meadow was in my area where I live, but it is, and it's mine. And I get to enjoy it. Step out into the beautiful meadow. You get out, 40 feet or so into this meadow. And it's just so inviting and welcoming that you just want to sit down and relax. The sun is shining and basking on your body. And so you sit and you lay down. And as you lay down, you spread your arms out and your legs out. And the sun is shining upon you, licking your skin with the most scrumptious feelings of joy and grace and happiness. As you lay down, you actually feel a connection. That connection is with you, your roots, and Mother Earth. And so as you lay there, I want you to feel her warm, loving hug. As you settle into her ground, and you can feel yourself rooting down and connecting so deeply in your heart that you know this was the place you were meant to be, right now, right here, just for today. And in that moment, you know that you can think any of your thoughts, whether they be thoughts of growing, changing, refinding yourself, or whether they be thoughts of releasing, revoking, and letting go of anything that is not serving your greater version of yourself for this day and the forward movements of your life. Right now, I'm going to give you just a moment to lay there and be with your own thoughts. Well, now, not really realizing it, you've actually been there for quite a while. And you've released everything that is not serving your greater purpose. And you've drawn in everything that is going to move you along through the vision of your greatest self. But it is time to head back down. So you stretch your arms, and as you do, again, you feel that beautiful warmth, glorious sun upon your body. Look up to the sky and you see that vibrant, vibrant blue. And as you do, you know this is giving you a greater level of communication, whether it be communicating with others or communicating with yourself. Stand up, you rise, you look over the other side of the meadow, and you smile at the beautiful animals who have not been disturbed by you at all. They look at you and they kind of nod and acknowledge that you were there and are pleased that you came to see them. But now it is time to head back towards that little opening that you came through. So do so.
and across your meadow and through the opening. Now you've reached that lovely little mossy green path, and you're going to head down that path, and you're going to head back down and follow through. But you're keeping the energy and the love that you've given yourself and the time that you've given yourself. You're going to hold that in your sacred place of your heart, and you get to keep it forever. But today you must return. So we come along that gravel path, and now we've come to the opening that brings us out onto the street in a neighborhood with beautiful manicured gardens. We follow through those beautiful manicured gardens to find our own block, and we walk back to our own house, noticing that the gardens in our own neighborhood seem to be more well manicured, including our own home. And we look at our home, and it is a place of love. It is a place of safety, place of security and warmth and guidance. And you walk into your own home, and you see it with renewed eyes, knowing that it is there to serve you and serve your best purpose in this life. And you know that whether you are out on the street going for a walk or just resting either in a chair or lying down, you know you always have the ability to go back to your meadow. It is your safe place. No one else can take it. No one else can enter it unless you allow them and bring them with you. So know that you can always go back to your safe meadow and your safe place anytime you need to rejuvenate, revitalize, and renew yourself today and for all of you tomorrow. I give you this with angel blessings.
Thank you, Eileen. That was absolutely beautiful. And my grandson, Jackson, he went along for the stroll. He enjoyed it as well.
Well, hey, good. I hope it put him to sleep. Hope it put him to sleep for you. You have a good show today.
Yep, he got up.
I looked for the.
He loved it.
Uh-huh. Well, good. All righty. Well, we've got some callers here today, and I hate to remiss on them and you know, giving them an opportunity to come on board. I'm really glad to see that we do, being that we switched up the time due to some other constraints that that we each had going this week. So we're really thrilled that you could join us here today, and we hope that we bring you everything that we've always brought you, and that it serves your greatest potential, and that your angels and guides and guardians come through to deliver the messages that you were really meant to hear today. I know that we ask if you have a question, but understand that sometimes the answers you get are not always about your question. They are truly always what messages you were meant to hear just for today. And with that said, I think we should go ahead and take our first caller here, who is from the 678 area code. Hi, 678. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, ladies. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Great. I hope things are going well for you today. Do you have a certain question that you'd like to ask us? I should say,
can I
ask you
a general?
Ask your guides.
Yes. Just a general. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. I love that, because then really what comes through is really what you were meant to know for today. And that's always really our greatest path is just for today, get us through today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what your guides and guardians have to say.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Gina. This is DC. Thank you for calling us.
Hi, DC.
Hi, hon. The angels are showing me that you've really evolved And you realize that there is more to life than what you're seeing presently. And they're saying that you may have been going inward searching for answers, but it is a time to leave the past behind and just embrace, a brand new you, okay? And you've had past experiences that really helped you to understand, who you are today as we're connecting. And, Gina, mm-hmm. be grateful for every experience, whether it was good or not so good. It mm-hmm. really helped to learn something, and you were able to build upon it. Okay, I'm getting changes coming around you. I'm not sure. It could be a relocation, a change of job, possibly a relationship. But there's going to be a bigger change around you coming.
Okay.
Okay, have you been having maybe a change of interest in something?
Not at this moment. Mm-mm.
Okay, because what I'm getting, the angels are showing me that there may be a decision that you have to make, and maybe up to now you have not been able to make it. There may be a little bit of struggling, maybe like a little overanalyzing the situation. They're showing me sort of like a conflict between heart and mind, and when this occurs, sometimes we don't make the choices that we're supposed to make, is what I'm being shown. Okay? The angels mm-hmm. want you to know that you have the ability, you're intuitive enough to make a very wise and very sound decision, okay? And what I'm getting, the solution is going to come, but there's going to be a little bit of compromise that's going to be necessary, sort of like you take the middle ground, okay? And the angels are saying, Gina, even like a temporary fix, and they're showing me like a tire with a little patch on it, that's going to get things moving again, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and Eileen spoke earlier when we began the show about the moon, and we have Archangel Haniel coming in, and she resonates with the moon. And now this is like a because of the moon cycle, this is an opportunity now to improve your plans, listen to your intuition. You're going to have accurate guidance, and all you have to do, you really have to face your fears, and then you're going to grow stronger. And I don't know if you know it, but you are psychic and you are intuitive. And the angels are saying, Gina, at this time, your abilities are really heightened.
Oh,
have you
okay.
been noticed? Okay, just listen to your intuition, but also, have you been noticing anything during dream time?
My dreams they seem like riddles, and I'm trying to figure out what the riddles are.
make sure that you keep a dream journal, and So, as soon as the pieces come together, you're going to notice, different things. But you have to keep a dream journal and then just go over it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can
okay.
call upon Archangel Haniel. She'll come in. She's going to help you to develop your psychic gifts. And she's going to show you sort of what you call riddles. She's going to put together, the missing pieces of the puzzle. Okay?
Okay.
And at this time, as well as we're connecting, you are receiving messages from loved ones on the other side.
Oh, okay.
So just pay attention to your dreams, and, don't be afraid to face your fears, okay?
Right.
That's what I'm getting. Right. And do you have any kind of, something that needs to be settled where there's going to be a decision on your part?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because I'm getting, when I see that, that's like the scales of justice. And it could even mean that Archangel Raguel is going to help you to restore balance between you and someone else. Maybe it's not, maybe it's not a decision, but there's some kind of something that's like off center here, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, Archangel Raguel is going to come in and help you with that. You have to set any kind of motions aside. If you do, in fact, receive any kind of legal documents, please look them over very, very carefully, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just please, speak your mind with confidence. Don't be afraid to be honest. Have that open communication. And that, that is true for any kind of situation that you're in. And people really respect you, Gina, okay?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So just, just get right to the point. Don't be afraid to speak your mind is what the angels are showing me, hon. Okay?
Okay.
I feel
there's
karma around you as we're connecting this month. It's not your karma. It could be family. It could be friends. just stay calm and don't get like caught up in the mix of all of this, because it's the issues that are at hand, they're not yours, okay? So you try to stay calm and you try to stay rational, hon, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's what they're showing me. I'm getting the other thing that they wanted me to tell you, just stay patient in regard to anything that you possibly may have had with health. Everything is fine with that. So if you were a little confused recently about something, everything is fine. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And that's what I have for you. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. And thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you. All right, Gina. I have something similar to DC to start out with. But I think it's like she was referring to something that's coming up. And I think it's something that's already happened, but it's along the same line. And so what I have to tell you on that point is that things are really really looking up right now. There really is finally that light at the end of the tunnel. You've come to the end of a difficult situation that you've been dealing with, and so you've done a great job. And it really has been an important achievement to work through this. It took a lot of self-discipline and a lot of willpower to forge your way out the other side. So just know that you're being recognized for the work that you've done, and that it really is time that those wheels spin and for you to see both sides and really take action on those decisions that you've garnered. Because you will be respected, and there will be a lot of gratitude and recognition for doing that, and really only just really great joy will come out of the whole situation by you just carrying yourself the way one should carry themselves. It is also really time to give birth to your dreams. It's about nurturing yourself and nurturing other, kind of like, just lavishing yourself with the attention and the honor that you deserve, a level of respect, but more than just respecting oneself, but of treating yourself well. It is really time for you to treat yourself really well right now. And really take that honor, take excellent care, maybe even do something special for yourself, get a massage, take a little vacation if you can, something that creates a vibrance about you, something that is a luxury. You are entitled to that, you deserve it, you've earned it, and you're actually asking to give birth to that, because as you do, this is going to give birth to your dreams. And bring you forward in your own thoughts. Because of the honor that you're going to give yourself, you're going to honor your dreams, and you're going to honor who you are meant to be, to become the greatest version of yourself is what I'm being told. This is for you to do right now. In addition to that, what I'm saying is that you need to spend some time recharging your own batteries. So that goes exactly along with this, is that you need to recharge your own batteries, preferably somewhere near water, by a lake, something like that. And be really honest with yourself. Really deliver to yourself what is in your true heart's desire. You have the divine knowledge. You are actually, like DC said, you are very connected to your knowing right now. Your intuition is very high right now. In essence, you have the ability to honor yourself as a high priestess, the Celtic goddess Dana. Like the Tuatha De Danann are the children of the goddess Dana. She is the one who, when the Gauls came into Ireland, took her tribe and hid away. And they are actually known now as the Leprechauns.
and she was their leader. And so know that you have that divine knowledge of being that spiritual teacher, moreover than just intuitive. You have the divine ability to be a spiritual teacher. And, of course, all teachings start with oneself. So start on that heart's true desire and walk your own path. And as you do, as you teach yourself, you will become the teacher of others. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
Yes, it does, because of I was trying to reflect on what DC said because of the decision, because it was crazy. This week I had two job interviews, and I'm waiting back for a response. And one, they were both government jobs, but one was federal and one was county, but different types of interviews. So hopefully I will hear something back from them within 2 weeks, you know, because I know that's a government job, so it takes a longer time to process. So, and maybe that could be the decision that I might have to come to, and plus the compromise, because I know one of them is like, oh, how am I going to do this, especially when I have children. So how am I going to get this done, even though I would like to have it, but how am I going to make it work? So that might be a thing that I might have to come across, or how I'm going to, you know, get that settled, or how to, you know, compromise so it won't affect everybody, that we all on the same page. Mm-hmm. And it's other people involved as well. So I have to look at that perspective as well.
Well, just know that, you know, throughout this reading, you were asked to take the time to really honor your own true desires. And in the long run, things will always work out. They might not be what everyone expected, but they will be as it's meant to be. So honor your own true desires and just know that if it was brought forward to you, somehow or another it was to be in your life. So, you know, forward those decisions with what's going to honor you best. As it does, it actually rises everyone else around you. So just know that your decisions have to be made for you know, the greatest outcome for yourself. If not, you're not going to be happy. And if mama's not happy, nobody's happy.
That's right. That is a true saying.
Okay. Well, let us know how that goes, and let us know if our reading helped you out in making those decisions. And then give us a call in a couple of weeks and let us know how the universe brought you forward in all this. I would be really interested in knowing.
Okay. Well, I will. Thank you so much, ladies. Great reading.
All right. And thanks for calling in today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is from the 937 area code. It's scrolling. It's not being slow to pick up. I'm so sorry. My computer has decided to freeze on me. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it did. It froze on me, but it lightened itself up now. So let me go ahead and grab this caller. Hopefully it'll pick up. There we go. 937. Welcome to Angel.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Sandy.
You're welcome. Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
Oh, doing great.
Great. And welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us this morning?
Not really. You are so good. I just... Do what?
Go ahead.
You guys are just so great that I'll just say whatever comes up, let me know.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's check in with the universe and see what your guides and guardians and angels want you to know today.
Awesome. Thank you for calling us, Sandy. It's so nice to hear from you. This is DC.
Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
DC,
hi. The angels?
DC, on my end, you're breaking up a little. I did that time, but at first we're breaking up.
Okay, good. Okay, the angels are coming in, and they want you to affirm the good things in life, Sandy, when you speak or when you talk with friends or you email, okay?
Okay.
So the angels are saying, Sandy, everything that is, everything that you say, whether it is heard or not, holds an enormous magnetic vibration. So speaking of not only heals your heart, it actually will attract what you do love, okay?
Okay.
So the same thing, of course, goes for what you don't like, which is, you know, it's based upon fear, okay? So simply announcing to yourself, you know, or to others what you love, it's going to bring in that beautiful vibration, Sandy, and it actually will draw situations and people to you. It opens your heart. It reminds you what your true path, your true purpose. And all you have to do is just do this for a few minutes every day, and it sort of like corrects your course. It's going to fill your aura, and it will heal your life. So make sure that you take a, you know, a little bit of time out of every day and just affirm all the good things in your life that you love, okay? So that was my first message. I hope that made a little bit of sense.
Hey, it sure does, yes.
Okay. I'm getting that maybe at this time as you and I are connecting, you know, you need to lighten your load a little bit. Maybe ask some people, you know, family members, friends around you for a little bit of a helping hand. I'm getting that you have a lot going on, Sandy.
Yes, very much.
Okay, and the angels really want you to, you know, lighten up, lighten your load, lighten your life a little bit. And it's really important because when we're, you know, in this state, we're not in, you know, we're not in a balanced state, and we really should live a balanced life. Okay, and the angels are finding that everything that you're doing is so admirable. It really is, but they're asking that you try to, you know, just delegate a little bit of that responsibility. And
okay.
It's going to reduce stress, and it's going to help to protect your health, Sandy. I really feel that you really, you know, please take this to heart and have, you know, have a little bit of delegation of those responsibilities. And look over your schedule. See if you, you know, you need to do everything that you think you need to do, okay?
Okay. Makes sense.
I feel like a lot going on, okay? And as well, this is a time of growth, and you're going to find that you're much stronger. And again, ask your angels to come in, and they're going to provide helpful people that will be by your side, and they're going to help you out, okay? And you
awesome.
Seem like you're a pleaser, Sandy, is that so?
Yes.
Yeah, see that, you don't, you know, like you can't be trying too hard. The angels want you to, you know, make sure that you take time first just to take care of Sandy, okay? And then, you know, help others, but don't, you know, don't do too much like that. And the angels are saying, you know, you have sort of what they call an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, hun, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, okay. You know,
I
what
needed
you,
to hear that.
But you do, like, in an excellent way. You do excellent work, and the angels are saying, Sandy, please, you know, you should be very proud of yourself. Okay, but I am seeing around you as we're connecting, I'm seeing books. Are you considering maybe going back to school, taking a class, something of study, because there's books around you?
No, not at this time.
Okay, well, that's what they're showing me. Are you maybe thinking
okay.
about changing jobs or, you know, going into a different field?
I thought about that, but I think my age has a little bit to of stopping me on that.
You know what? Age really doesn't. In fact, I was driving to the grocery store yesterday, and I heard this beautiful story where an 88-year-old grandfather went back to finish his college degree, and his granddaughter also was in classes, like at the same college, and it was such an inspiration to her. So really, age,
wow.
You know, we always keep learning. That's not even... That shouldn't,
yes.
You know, that shouldn't matter.
Okay.
But I do see you taking classes, so just, you know, either that or some kind of a training, some kind of training, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And the
that
angels
makes more
congratulating
sense.
You because, Sandy, the angels are saying, Sandy, you've done such a great job. It is time for you to move on to something new.
Okay.
They're showing me that you're moving forward. Okay. And they want you to move forward, but make choices that are going to benefit you. And not ones that you feel like you're sacrificing anything, okay? And
okay.
Please know, Sandy, you know, it's okay to take care of you.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I needed that. Yes, I did need to hear that.
You're just, I mean, you're amazing and stuff, but you know what? We can't take care of anyone unless we take care of ourselves first, hon.
That's true. That's true.
So always pray that you take care of you now.
Thank you.
And I am saying there might be some difficulty, like now, around maybe family or friends, maybe a little bit of conflict. Okay, but things are going to get better, is what I'm getting.
Good.
And
good.
I'm getting, you know, health-wise, you need a little bit of spiritual healing.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. So just on the angels, and they'll help you with that. And listen to your instincts. They will provide messages. Okay. And if you feel like there's something going on that you don't feel is, like, quite right, you know, listen to your intuition. And we have to realize that we, you know, we know our bodies better than anyone else would know them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And your finances are getting better. The angels are saying, I even see maybe a little bit of money coming your way. And the angels are saying, Sandy, you enjoy, you know, you deserve to enjoy this money. Just don't go too crazy. Of course, don't deny yourself like a couple nice things because you have certainly earned it, okay?
Okay.
And,
yes,
and just
save
so everything
some back.
Is fine. Yes. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless, Sandy.
Thank you.
All right, Sandy. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to read for you. Today, what I want to tell you is you really are coming into your own. It's about creating for yourself and look for some new partnerships or some new contacts because things are going to continue to move forward for you. They're really looking up right now. You've come to the end of a real difficult situation that has created some turmoil for you. But this is about coming out the other side. You handled it all the diversity that you've been dealing with great great presence. And it is now time for you to really come into your own, come into abundance, and create some things that are for you. As I said, I see really a forward movement for you, and that difficult situation is really coming to an end. Mostly that it's about endings and beginnings. So make sure that you release any of the old that may try to hold you back. Release all of that. And like I said, right now, it is time for releasing right now. The new moon is always a time for releasing, but also Mercury in retrograde is a time for releasing and renewing. So this is what you're really being asked to do right now. You've come to a time where it is time for endings. Close those doors. You've come into your own. You deserve this. You've worked really hard to come out the other side. So know that the other side is about change and new beginnings. And it's going to be a great inflow of abundance for you, especially if you have any promising new business ventures that you'd like to start into. But do know that if it entails any documents or contracts that you have to read through, read them through thoroughly read them through not with just a legal mind or a, verbiage and that it all reads correctly, but read through it with your heart and make sure that it is something that resonates with you is what I'm really being told. Because you are going to enter new, whether the contracts are right or not, it is time for you to enter into new things right now. And so just know that if you really read through them well and understand and read it with your heart, that you are going to really be supplied with all the infinite rewards that you deserve, that tomorrow is going to bring a new day of abundance. You're going to be delivered really what you need, especially in the area of a promising business venture. So it just really is time for right now. In between this closing or ending of one thing and the opening and beginnings of another, you need to really take some time. I'm really actually told to be shown a lake. So if you can take some time to go sit in the warm sun out by a lake, go find that meadow that we brought you to earlier. That is your own meadow, your own safe place. Mm-hmm. Go to the meadow and rejuvenate your own batteries, okay? But if you can get outside in nature, nature is always so grounding. That's one reason why I take you to the meadow, because it is a place of nature. It's your own place of grounding. But if you can physically get out to an area to ground yourself, you're being asked to really, I'm being showed to tell you that that would be really something that will bring you great power within yourself, bring you great strength, and bring you great balance. So because guess what? When those doors are opening, that these new beginnings are starting, they're going to start right away because those other doors are already working on closing. So I really feel this weekend you need to get out, recharge those batteries, because guess what? You're going to hit the ground running and new things, new perspectives, and great abundance is going to be coming your way. Mostly in the area of some type of business adventure. And that's the message I have for you today.
Wow, thank you. And I want a vacation from my work, that I can go anywhere I want. They supplied $1,500, and I was thinking about taking a cruise. So I just need to find somebody that'll go with me.
I'll go with you. Oh.
Okay, no problem.
Wonderful. Well, there's your bodies of water. So what it's telling me is it's time for you to go and spend that time out in the water somewhere.
Yes, that's the first thing I thought of when you said that. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. And I am ready.
You're very welcome. And angel blessings to you, Sandy. And
thank you so much.
I want you to call back in after you take that vacation, and I want you to tell us all about it, all right?
I sure will. Thank you so much. You are a blessing.
Sure. Thanks for coming in. We look forward to hearing from you again soon, Sandy. Bye-bye.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
All right. How beautiful. How lucky. What a
great
gift to get to have an adventure.
It is.
I know. Yeah, it is. All right. The next caller I have is from the 940 area code. 940, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us today?
You. No, I just thought you'd be able to pick up on what I need to know.
All right. Well, let's check with your guides and guardians and see what they want you to know.
Okay.
I really feel I'm more of a conduit that delivers messages. I open up my heart space and I ask for you. And so I don't see it as being me. I see it as me being a telephone or a messenger. So I am more than honored to bring you your messages.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sharon. This is DC, hon. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
The first message that I have for you is from the Angel of Vision. And the message is, Sharon, move forward. Be willing to leave that which is behind you, walking towards the light, towards the path which opens before you. Be willing to look forward, resisting that which is behind you. Be willing to step into the light. Be willing to place one foot, one thought in front of the other, and be willing to move forward along the path before you. Be willing to move forward to all that awaits you, Sharon. So that the first message was from the Angel of Vision, okay?
Okay.
And with that being said, we have Archangel Ariel coming forward, and she's saying, Sharon, there is so much to accomplish, okay? And she's showing me you're being watched over by someone kind. And I feel like there's a woman, maybe a family member or a friend, and she really is, like, on your side, and she helps you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So message is slow and steady, okay? Just like in the beginning, the hurry, you know, hurry slowly. Slow and steady wins the race, okay? Are you Are you wondering about maybe maybe something with work or something? Because I feel like there's some kind of situation that you have on your mind, and the angels are with you. They're watching over you, and they want you to really dream big. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. There is a project I'm working on.
You're gonna. Oh my gosh! I know now what to do. That's coming. Okay.
Okay.
So don't be worried about that. Okay. And when you do make that decision, hon, there is something better waiting for you. Okay.
Okay.
Just do what you know is right. Okay. Is what the angels are saying. It may take a little. Make it take a little time where you have to go inward and you've got to search within you for the answers, okay? But the big message that I keep, the biggest message I'm getting right now is leave the past behind. You have a brand new day waiting for you, so you're supposed to move forward, okay?
Okay.
That makes sense to you, hon?
Yes.
So I'm getting like a change of job. There's going to be like a big change. I don't know if it's job, if it's like a change of residence. Relationship, there's some major change coming at this time for you.
Okay.
I think relationship.
Oh, I couldn't put in my two cents.
I'm putting in my two cents worth. I think it's a relationship.
Okay. Well, she does have a major decision to make, and the angels want you to be very clear on what you want, and then you have to take action. And you really have to detoxify, and I'm getting detoxify your thoughts, okay? There's a situation that feels like really too complicated around you, okay? They're going to help you. They're going to guide you to sort through all your choices and listen to that little voice within, to your intuition, okay? And don't get caught up in daydreaming. Really get clear on what you want, and that's going to help you to take the action. And again, when you do start taking action, Sharon, do not look back, okay?
Okay.
So don't procrastinate, okay? There is a little confusion around you. Like I said, you do have to detoxify your thoughts. There's a new beginning coming. We have Archangel Jeremiah coming with you, and he's saying that you are starting a new life. You're going to find your purpose, and you're just going to look back over the past really compassionately. But now is the time. It is the, this is the time. It's divine timing for these changes, okay? And Archangel Jeremiah he's with you. He's at your side. He's going to help you to take up that new destination, and you're going to have the joy that comes with it, and you're going to be really confident.
Okay?
And everything
awesome.
That you decide, your decisions are going to work out positively for you, okay? So you're sort of finding your purpose this time. You're starting that brand new life. You're going to have that perfect clarity that you're looking for, and there's going to be unlimited opportunities. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
So we have Archangel Azrael coming in now, too, and he's the angel of peace, and he wants you to let go of the past. He's saying, Sharon, let go, please. There's something better waiting for you. Let go and let God. Okay, Sharon?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because this is the time where those past situations, hon, they no longer serve you. You've outgrown this phase of your life, and you're so ready to go forward.
Yes.
And this new time is going to be beautiful, and you're going to find your purpose. You're evolving from that beautiful caterpillar into that beautiful butterfly. I mean, you're going to be this magnificent butterfly.
Awesome.
Okay, there may be a little sadness involved, but there's going to be a lot of relief. You're going to feel better. And Archangel Azrael is with you, and he opens his arms with love and compassion, and he's going to help you through this whole transition. So he's saying, Sharon, take a little time, experience any emotions that come up, and he's going to help you to have grace and really to love yourself. Okay, so just embrace this new time in your life and let go and let God, Sharon. And those are my messages for you.
Oh, thank you. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm sitting here in resonance with my eyes closed, simply really agreeing with everything that DC said. There's something that truly resonated in me, but she was telling you those things. So I guess I don't need to give you a reading. No, I'm joking. I also have a reading for you. When she was speaking about there was something that needed to be
that you needed to really carefully weigh your decisions on. I really, really did get that it was about a relationship. And so I just want to share that with you. And this is actually an intimate relationship, whether it be with a family member or a significant other, a loved one. There's a decision that's weighing very heavily on your heart right now. And so just know that you really have the divine knowledge that's going to help you through that, that's going to help ask divinely of yourself for your answers. Drop in and know that this situation actually, I'm seeing it, that it actually involves a past life relationship and some life memories. So I don't know if something is happening for bringing up this inner turmoil, inner thoughts, inner processes of a situation and solutions that you need to move forward on. But that really is what I'm getting. And that maybe in this past life, you didn't make the decision that moved you as far forward in your path or in your love. Actually, I see it as being in your love space, in your heart, your love space. You made a decision that really wasn't good for you in that past life. And so you're really being asked to really rely upon the divinity and that divine knowledge that you have already within yourself. You have a knowing. So instead of making your decision with your monkey mind, which is what I call your everyday brain that jibber jabbers at you and often helps you choose the wrong decision. Step out of that mind and drop into the divine sacred space within your heart and ask for your decision to come from that space. So that's okay. Really, you know, first and foremost thing that you need to do. Your monkey mind is going to say, grab on to this love that I have right now, even though it's not serving my best interest. It's what I've got. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to release it. But it might not really be serving you the best life that you possibly can have right now. And so, like I said, drop into that heart space. Anyway, let me move forward with this. As you do this, you're really going to come across, before I move on, actually, you're actually being asked to step back, take time alone and go to that quiet place to contemplate and meditate on this decision. After you do that, events are going to move quickly. They're going to need your immediate attention. And timing is going to be of great importance. So think things, you know, when you take that meditation time, really think things through really, really carefully, because that decision that you're going to weigh upon is going to move fast, and it's going to be like bam, 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 and you're going to have to keep up with it. You're going to have to keep up the pace. You're going to have to move with it, but it's going to be a positive change. The wheels are really turning, and I see actually Archangel Michael guiding you and being with you upon these changes. So know that you have his strength as a warrior to really make your way forward and match whatever it is, the energy levels that you need to match, because it's going to bring you great fortune to move forward on these decisions. If you don't, then your life is actually going to be a little bit more stagnant. You're going to stay in a place of stagnation, and it's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve your best purpose, and it's not going to make you happy. So just know that it is now time for positive change for you, which also goes along with almost everything that I've said so far this morning to all of our listeners about, you know, really renewing, recharging, rejuvenating, and know that it is time for positive change and that situation for you, my dear, is really going to move forward and great fortune really will be on your side. And that's the message that I have for you today. I really hope that resonates with you, Karen.
Yes, yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And angel blessings, and we hope you join us again soon.
Okay.
All right. Now my next caller is from the 415 area code.
Hello.
Welcome, 415 Atlantic. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what the angels say about for me just for September. It was kind of a July and August are not my favorite month, so I'm looking to kind of start again anew in September.
All right. Well, it is that time. Like, I think this is the basic theme of the show. It really, it was obvious. The show you were meant to jump in on today, right?
Yeah, I heard everyone else too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it really, I keep track of the switchboard, and I realized that you jumped in a little bit after the start of the show. What I'd love to suggest for you is the show will be put back up that you can go back and re-listen to it. Just for you, just for today, go back and listen to, say, the first 15 minutes or so before we actually started taking callers. I did a meditation, and I'm being told that meditation is one that will really rejuvenate you. It's one that you can take with you. And it's one, Catherine, it's just one for you for meant to be heard. Like I said, it's about the first 15 minutes of the show. Go back and re-listen to that. I think it would be something that you will receive great joy out of. All right? And so, but DC, will go first, and then I will go second. DC, what do you have for Catherine this morning?
Hi, Catherine.
Yes, it's afternoon here. But it's so nice to connect with you. And the first message that I do have is that life has been a little bit too serious for you lately, and the angels want you to laugh, okay? Because laughing immediately opens up our heart chakra. It awakens our higher selves. It helps to call in our angels and our guides. And it really gives us the ability to tune in and to follow the vibes we're getting, and we find solutions when we laugh. Okay? And laughing really it rebalances your chakras, it clears your aura. So the angels want you to just, make sure that you laugh, okay? And laughter is a very important part of healing, Catherine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if we're going through something and we just watch, like, a funny movie or a comedy show, we do feel much better, okay? So just know that as I'm giving you this message, your angels and your guides are with you, and they're working hard to restore balance and order, and they're bringing in gifts, for the challenges that you have today, okay? So please, they're saying, Catherine, just lighten up a little bit and allow life to sort itself out because life is going to get better. It's going to sort itself out. And in the meantime, just sit there and have a good belly laugh, okay? And then after I said that, the angels step back, but we have Archangel Ramiel coming forward, and that's the Archangel of Hope. Catherine, have faith, okay? Just know that all is well today. Have faith in your hopes. Have faith in your dreams. Everything is being manifested in physical form. And have faith that all is unfolding as it is intended to for your highest and your best, okay? And please, above all, Catherine, have faith in yourself. Have faith in the process. Have faith because everything you're asking for is given in the moment of asking. And the last message, again, is have faith. Okay, you have to relax a little bit, Catherine. I'm getting a lot, I feel like a lot of strain around you. I don't know if there's like certain family members or friends, but I just feel like this strain, okay?
Yeah, I don't have that many friends because I moved recently, so in my new place.
Okay.
So I'm not laughing a lot.
But you know what?
Because I don't have a social circle.
Okay, well, just turn on it like a show and connect with it. But I'm getting whatever you're dealing with, you have to forget about it for a while. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's going to get better for you. Your dreams are going to be fulfilled, okay? I'm seeing rainbows around you. And you know what? Sometimes when we're alone, it can be really enriching. And just spend some time with your thoughts and your feelings. That quiet time is really going to help.
Too much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, retreating from, I'm sure, and that's the theme for you right now, is really retreating from the, you know, the world around you, all the busyness, and really connecting with your inner self. It's really going to help you to evolve and grow spiritually, hon.
Yeah, that's what I've done for a year. I've done that the past year.
Okay. And are you seeing all the magic in your life? Because there's magic all around you from what the angels are showing me. Okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are Catherine, the way you're perceiving your situation as we're connecting, you see it as being so limited. But you know what? There's more going on than you really realize. There's more that meets the eye. There's opportunities that are presenting themselves, and you've got to widen your focus. You're sort of like looking forward, and you're not looking to the sides. Okay?
Okay.
So please open your eyes wider to see all the possibilities. And you're feeling like, you know, life may seem to be lacking in magic and excitement, but there is something really in that's going to be of enlightenment to you if you just open your eyes, okay? And,
all right.
You know, when you're meditating and you're alone and stuff, just, you know, leave go of all that sort of like a disillusionment, okay? And you're going to see happier times are coming. You just have to make sure that you keep your emotions in check, okay? And please, you know, always have an attitude of gratitude. And we have Archangel Raziel coming in. And he's saying, Catherine, you can manifest the life that you want. And what you need is almost going to feel like it's going to magically appear for you. Successful beginnings are coming, okay? You have the angels by your side. And you have all the resources that you need, even if you can't see it as, you know, you're calling into our show. You do have everything you need. And, in fact, you may even be underestimating your skills and your knowledge, okay? So you're prepared to move ahead, Catherine. And Archangel Raziel, he's with you, and he's going to give you the additional assistance that you may need, okay? There's going to be supportive people on, you know, on your path. And, as well, you might even find that you get a windfall of abundance that might seem to come out of nowhere, okay? So just know that anything is possible right now. And in order to have, like, those helpful people and different things, you have to start moving forward with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to show you and everyone else, you know, I can do this, because you have no doubt that you're going to be successful, Catherine. Okay?
Right.
So just, you know, make a plan and then take action and move forward. The angels are with you, hon. You're not alone. And you are going to succeed. But make sure, too, that you have, you know, you have a little bit of balance in your life, because I sort of feel like you're doing almost like a juggling act. The angels are saying, Catherine, you know, look over your list of things that you want to do or you have to do and just see if you really need to do all of that, okay? Because I feel like there's a little bit of stress, like, with everything, and you need to really manage it, and you really have to get out and play. Get in touch with that inner child. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, when you're approaching career changes, look at them carefully and, you know, make changes very slowly and very logically. And just try to go with the flow, okay? And everything is going to be great, Catherine. It's getting better.
Great.
I'm even getting your finances are opening up and they're getting better as well. And again, like I said about that windfall, you're going to get money from unexpected places, okay?
Great.
So just make sure that you, you know, even though you do get it from unexpected places, that, you know, that you keep, you know, stick with your game plan and do what you're supposed to do. And just be proud of yourself. And the angels are proud of you. You're a very hard worker. And they're telling you that you really have to be proud of yourself of all that you've accomplished, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to be surprised. Things may move forward faster than you could even imagine.
Great.
Okay, Catherine, those are my messages, hon. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Catherine, what I got for you is when DC said to have strength,
I got something similar, which was have confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Really have confidence in yourself, because that's going to actually bring you to a greater, happier outcome. It's not about the strength. It's about the confidence in yourself, knowing that that inner strength that DC said, talked about, is actually going to give you confidence in yourself, which is going to give you the divine knowledge that you mm-hmm. are making the right decision for yourself. So they go hand in hand. It's not to do one over the other,
right.
But to have strength that DC talked about and have confidence, which is the strength and confidence together is what's going to make you rise to the greatest wish for your greatest outcome. So allow that strength and wisdom and confidence to let all your concerns fade away, because that's going to bring you your true desires. That's going to bring you your greatest outcome. I know that in the recent past, you feel that you made some unwise choices or that there was an unwise choice that was made. And you can really learn from that situation just by stepping back and reviewing everyone else's motives and realizing that everyone sees each perspective from their own. They cannot see through your eyes. They can only see through their eyes, and their eyes come only from their own experiences. And so that's where it goes back to having your own strength and viewing things through your own self-confidence. But what I'm here to tell you is that that is going to bring your wishes to come true and that your other concerns are going to fade away. But just know that the situation really, really, really is being handled in a fair and a just manner. And that fair and just manner is really going to come from your own strength and your own confidence. So I have to concur with DC on that point that's where that's going to come from. This situation really is being handled. It's moving forward. You're moving forward from it, and it's actually becoming in your past as we speak. So just kind of review it, reassess it, and then you need to let it go. Because right now it's perfect timing for you to move forward and start new projects and really access your own new ideas and give birth to your new conditions. And that's the exact words that I was given was give birth to your new conditions. You have a lot going on. They really are there. You were meant to come forward and make these changes because that mm-hmm. is it was time for this. It's a fertile time for you.
Okay.
And so it actually really increased your entire life system. Things have been kind of dark and heavy lately, but you've got to lighten up. Because as you lighten up, especially with yourself, it's going to bring forward those positive intentions. It's going to bring a nutritiousness. It's going to bring nutrition to your life, not just with, like, not with what I'm saying, like, in food, but
nurturing. Yeah.
Yeah. And that nurturing of yourself is going to feed you. It's
mm-hmm.
going to feed the soul. It's going to feed your essence. It's going to feed that sacred space in your heart, which is the place that we all truly connect. And sometimes we close ourselves off to that. Even I'm guilty of that. In my own frustrations, you know, life is what life is. And so as you open up to that, though, it really opens up to this fertility of creating for oneself. And I'm going to go back to it. You have the divine knowledge. You really have the ability to really help others and also kind of to be that teacher. But in order to be a good teacher, we must be self-taught and teach ourselves first. We have to learn our own lessons in order to forward those to others. So right now, you've just come through huge steps, huge stepping stones
that have been really nurturing yourself, and a few that you felt were just stumbling blocks. But you've come out the other side, and it is perfect timing. It's now time for you to start those new projects. Just realize that as you do, that's actually going to put yourself out further, and you're going to start meeting those people that, you know, I sense a little bit of loneliness where you've moved to. But as you nurture those new projects, you're going to get out, you're going to meet some people, and the right people are going to enter your life. It is time for that for you right now. So give birth to those new conditions. And that's truly what I have and your angels want you to know today. I hope that message is what is meant for you to hear, because I really feel that you came here today to have those messages brought forward to you.
Yes, thank you. Both of them were very helpful. Yes, that's great. A lot of information. I'll read, listen to it. Definitely.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
He and I are your telephones and your messengers for you today. And so come back to us and let us know
Are you every Friday?
We switch around. We actually switch around depending on our schedule, you know, who's got what going on. It just never knows. We usually do Wednesday. We did Monday a few weeks ago, but usually we do Wednesday or Thursday for the most part. And often in the evening, it's usually about, it's often about 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. It just happened this week. This was a good day and time for us, and so we put it up, and we're here for you today, and where we're meant to be. And so that's just how it goes. So but thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you for the show.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, blessing. All right, that was Catherine. And now we have the 917 area code. But I'm going to wait a minute because my computer here has to catch up and is not doing that. I do want to share one thing today, though. And that is a message for either someone that's going to come back and listen into the archives, or someone that is listening today that didn't call in, or maybe it's just a general message for everyone. But on almost everything I've pulled today, and including a reading that I did for my own self, the same card has come through, and that is Dana. I described earlier that she was the goddess of the Tuatha De Danann. The Tuatha De Danann means children of Dana, and Dana is a Celtic priestess. She's very high priestess. And when I get this is about your own divine knowledge. So know that each and every one of you have that divine knowledge. And that it really is, you really are meant to tap into that and listen to it. That is what's going to carry you forward in your own life, is listening to the messages in your own sacred space of your heart, and knowing that that sacred space of your heart will never lie to you. It will never give you a false reading. It will never bring you forward to a place that you don't deserve or desire. So just always know that that is a space that each and every one of us can drop into, and it is your own personal high priestess is in your sacred space. So always go there, and if you're male, it is your high priest that is there. That brings you that divine knowledge of knowing. And so I just wanted to share that. My computer still is not really upgrading, but I am going to go ahead and try to pull up the next caller and see if my computer will go ahead and work. No, instead it's just going to freeze on both of these colors. So let's see what I can get. I'm actually trying to pull up the caller from the 917 area code.
Okay, Eileen, if the caller is frozen, we could know what they're calling and they do want a reading. And we can give them what we get, and maybe you could try to bring them on if you'd like to try that.
The computer, I don't know what's going on with my computer today, other than, you know, spirit sometimes takes over. And,
well, you know what? How about
know.
We just give that 917? We can give
so
that 917 a general reading.
Yes. Let's go ahead and give them a reading, because they really have been on hold for quite a while. And
okay.
I hate to not give that person a reading. So let's
just
drop into our heart space and see what the messages are there for them.
Okay. So area code 917, this is D.C. We have Archangel Sandalphon coming in, showing that you're searching for the meaning of life, and you're asked to really surround yourself with wise teachers and wise friends. Okay, there are amazing people around you, and you can connect with them and gain strength and support. And try to really, you know, connect yourself with like-minded people, people that have the same ideas and beliefs that you do. And maybe even, you know, connect with new friends that would benefit from your insight. And I don't know if you've considered maybe taking some classes, but that's what Archangel Sandalphon is, you know, speaking of as well. And I'm getting right now, like, sort of like you're going to be walking your talk. Maybe you're going to take, you know, classes at a university. Do not be, you know, resistant to change. You have a lot of divine wisdom within you, okay? And Archangel Sandalphon is going to help you with that. We have Archangel Gabriel coming forward. She wants you to move forward with your plans, you know, connect with your creativity. It's going to be rewarded. I see abundance coming your way, a lot of happiness. I'm getting the letter H. I don't know if that resonates with you now. If it doesn't, hold on to it. It will. You're very artistic, so connect with those artistic talents. And you have the ability to manifest beautiful and amazing work with your abilities. Okay, I'm getting Mother Nature, maybe getting out in Mother Nature. That's going to help with your creativity. And whatever you focus on right now is going to thrive, whether it be your family, your children, a job, whatever it is, you're going to be successful. Okay, but this is going to be a very prosperous time for you. I'm also getting, we have Archangel Raziel, and again, you know, this is a magical time for you, and you can manifest whatever it is you're wanting. It's going to almost magically appear. It's a very successful time. You're going to find that this is a new time maybe for relationships. I am getting there's a new emotional situation. You're going to have great intuitive insights. Trust what you are feeling. You're going to receive messages that have great emotional impact. You have psychic gifts. They're rising right now as we're speaking. You may find yourself in love, literally, with a person or a project. I'm feeling it may be a person. And you may be invited to, like, a lot of social gatherings. I would say, you know, if you're invited, please go. And the other message that I'm getting is, that at times you may feel like that you're alone, but when you're alone, you have so many family members from the other side that are around you, and they want you to know that, so you're never alone, okay? And I don't know if you're interested in getting a pet, but I keep seeing this furry paw, so maybe it's time to share your love with, you know, a new animal in your life, okay? And we have an angel coming forward, and the angel's name is Sariel, and she's saying, please, you know, step out of the shadows, because in the light all is forgiven, in the light all is washed clean, in the light all is revealed, and in the light there is no darkness, in the light there is only wholeness, in the light there's no doubt, there's no fear, in the light there is no lack, because in the light all is divinely guided. So please step out of the shadow and step back into the light, okay? I'm getting St. Catherine of Alexandria, and she's talking about marriage. So there may be a marriage coming forth. And you have a spiritual destiny with a soulmate. And, Eileen, those are my messages, hon, for 917.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. I also was resonating with so much of what you were saying, DC, that really for this caller, it really is time for a really happy outcome. There are some brilliant new ideas that are leading to great success right now. She just needs to have the confidence in herself to make sure that she moves forward with this, because victory and good news is really on its way. It may even be in an area of some type of recognition for some work that she's done, or he or she's done, or some type of awards that are coming her way. But it really is two different things I got. One says happy outcome. The other says happy time. So make some really optimistic long-term plans, because you really are on the right path. It is a very positive time for moving forward for you right now. Both Archangel Uriel and Archangel Jophiel are telling me that, that it is about really, really happy times. And it is time for you to come into your own. Don't back down on any situation that you believe is really the right situation. Stand up for what you know. It is time for you to come into your power. I actually have Bridget here telling me that. That is, she is a saint, but really one of the patron saints of Ireland. And so know that Bridget is a very strong-willed woman, and she's just saying, don't back down. Stand up for what you really know and believe in it, what is right. It is actually, with all this happy times, happy outcome, and good news coming your way, it is also a perfect time for you to start new projects and new ideas and really give birth to those new conditions that should be coming around for you right now. The other thing that I have to say, and this is just really totally and completely blown me away, for the sixth time in a row, I have pulled Dana, the High Priestess, the card I've been talking about all day today. I pulled it for myself when I did a card reading for myself earlier. I have pulled it for every single caller today. And so I really want to, I want to go back to the little book that they give you, even though I read from really my heart space. I start with the cards, but I really give you everything that comes through my heart, I deliver to you. But in this case, I think I'm really meant to share a little bit more from what was written in the book. This particular card is from the Oracle deck from Doreen Virtue. And so I'm just going to read it verbatim. Your wisdom extends back into the far reaches of ancient times. You've brought this knowledge forward into your present incarnation to be a way shower so that others may benefit from your experiences. Don't delay in expressing your wisdom. I will assist you in manifesting platforms for your spiritual teaching, whether it is through teaching by example, through writing or speaking. All forms of teaching are equally valuable, no matter how many lives you touch. Lead workshops, write books, look for opportunities to teach, be a role model, honor your divinity, and know that you are really a leader. Now, I've told you who Dana is. This message is coming true for absolutely everyone today. So each and every one of us are meant to be teachers. We are meant to bring forward what our gifts are, what our knowledge is, and to bring this forth to others, including DC and myself. We are all being told this at this time. And so that's the message that I have for the caller from the 917 area code, in addition to absolutely everyone that is listening to this session in the future, everyone that is listening today, and anyone that comes along and is just resonating with this. This is a message for everyone today. We must be spiritual teachers of others in a loving, kind, and graceful way. And that, I will say, brings us to the close of our show. I want to tell you all so much how much I truly love each and every one of you. I am so honored to be here and that you allow me to bring your messages through from your guides, guards, and angels. And I know DC has a little different way of delivering messages, but they are so beautiful and so kind and so loving. Both of us are very, very lucky to share this time with you here. And I am honored to have the time to share with DC. I love you all, and I am so glad to be here. DC, I love you.
Eileen, I love you too, and I'm honored that we started our journey together, and we're still together helping others. And I'm so blessed to be able to help people in this capacity. I mean, it's such a blessing that every day when I get to help someone, it's just so incredibly, like, I can't even put it into words how we feel, you know, when we get to help people in this capacity. It's just so amazing. And it is a blessing.
It's an honored gift.
Yes.
To be there for others and, you know, hopefully we help them move along their own path. And I know that doing this work has actually helped me along my own path. And so it is twofold. Not only do we get to help others, but it also has helped each of us, DC and I, to be honored that the universe allows us to do this. It is a great gift. And I am humbled by it.
Oh, I am.
And so for
and
today, I
that's just exciting. You know what? I'm just we've been going through like a couple of rough times, but God has been good that we're still able to be on air and help everyone. So I think it's a blessing, even though we've had like a little bit of rough times here. You know, we're still here, and our show is being broadcast, and we're still helping people.
Right. Right. Yeah. We come in with the, each of us have come in at different times with, the supply to provide this show with you. It's, actually not free for us to do this. But it is a gift to be able to do this for others. And, we really are blessed to be here. And as long as the universe wants to align, it will provide us with the enough income in our own lives to be able to share this show with you. I don't know if you heard it, though, but I keep hearing a man's voice trying to come in, DC. So just know that there's an extra spirit on the line with us here today.
Yeah, I don't hear the voice right now, but I actually, before the show started, I had a little visitor on the ceiling. And I was able to catch it right before it left. I had a little visitor on my ceiling. So I'll post that online. It was really cool. I mean, I felt it was a male presence, Eileen, and I didn't know who it was. That's really neat.
Yeah. No, I keep hearing a male voice come in. I can't understand what it's saying, but I do, you know, maybe it's the 917 caller. I'm not sure, but because it never did, my computer never did upgrade. It's still scrolling. I do know that I keep hearing a male voice. And so know that there is someone trying to connect with us or share with us or bring their energy into our show. So again, I want to thank everyone for coming today. I love you, and I am so honored to be here with all of you. DC, I love you, and I love all of our callers and all of our listeners. And have a great day and a wonderful weekend. And remember to renew and rejoice in the newness of what the adventures are for the up-and-coming next few weeks.
Definitely. And have a great and safe holiday weekend, everyone.
Oh, yeah, it's holiday weekend. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have a great holiday weekend. All right, and angel
love
blessings.
You,
I love you. I
angel
love you
blessings.
Too, sweetheart. Bye-bye. This is so weird.